Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. I hope that each of you had a meaningful Yom Kippur and that this year will be filled with blessings, good health, and growth. As always, thank you so much for joining today's call on Tuesday, the 11th day of the month of Tishrei. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Shaya Milikoski of Ohev Shalom Talmud Torah in congregation in Olney, Maryland, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Milikoski slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholem and Achenu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Milikoski to learn more about his wonderful community in Maryland. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Milikoski.
We are now finished the period of 10 days of awe, and God willing, we all were blessed with Hashem accepting our tshuva. There's a little bit of an unusual situation between if you look at Rosh Hashanah and you look at Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is a day where you're supposed to have celebrated as a holiday. You get dressed up. You have your yontif meals. You're not allowed to think about any sins at all. It's a day of holiday. But the day before, in Shulchan Aruch, on Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, it says you're supposed to fast. And the day after Rosh Hashanah is Som Gedalia. So there are bookends around Rosh Hashanah of fasting. Now let's fast forward to Yom Kippur, the day where we receive Slicha, but it's a day of affliction. We are afflicted with five different ways that Hashem says we can. Well, we're not allowed to eat, we're not allowed to drink, so on and so forth. And what's fascinating is that, again, around Yom Kippur, it's not against it. Around Yom Kippur, we have bookends of feasting. On the day before Yom Kippur, we are obligated to eat, feast, have at least two meals, eat. Some people eat all day. And in Siman Tav Reish Chaf Daled, says the custom is that right after Yom Kippur, that you should have a holiday meal with chicken or meat. However you eat your holiday meals, you should have after Yom Kippur. Now, isn't that fascinating? Around Yom Kippur, which is a day of affliction, the day where we fast, we have a partying and feasting the day before and after, bookends. And the question should bother everybody, why is it that way? So I'd like to offer as a possibility that Rosh Hashanah, we are celebrating the fact that Hashem chose to create the world and chose to create us, and we have this great relationship. But, as the Rambam in the third parak of the Laws of Tshuva says, you have to understand, on this holiday, we have to realize that Hashem is rethinking whether it's worthwhile for this world to continue. As we said, it's on a token. Who's going to live? Who's going to die? Which countries? What part of the world deserves to go? That's what happens Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, before and afterwards, we bring in the fasting that should cause us to have more awe, more contrition, and therefore celebrate the 10 days of awe in an appropriate manner. Yom Kippur, which is at the end of the 10 days of awe, where we have gone through that process, and now we're going to build that tremendous relationship with Hashem. We are blessed with a Yom Kippur that shows us Hashem's graciousness and how much He cares about us, and said, Solachti, I forgive you. And therefore, it's bookended with around feasting, feeling that specialness. And just like Rosh Hashanah, The bookends was a message from how we celebrate the other days of Yemei Tshuva, the other 10 days of Tshuva. I believe that Yom Kippur is a message how we should go from there on and to Sukkot with a tremendous amount of simcha. We're in the period of Corona. A lot of us are locked into our homes because of our situations. And you might think that it's too hard to have simcha. I'd like to make two suggestions of how each and every one of us can increase the simcha and the anticipation of simcha. Number one, I'd like to suggest that this year that you go out of your comfort zone and choose and find something that could enhance your holiday joy and buy it for yourself, for your children, for somebody who's closed in, for a friend you haven't seen. That's one suggestion. The second suggestion I'd like to make is based upon, I just recently made a chasna for my daughter. It was Corona safe, and we had less than half the number of people that were at my daughter before that. And at first I was frustrated, upset. But then I had a funny experience. At that chasna, most of my old friends came, and I was able to spend so much more time with them, reminiscing of our youth, reminiscing of all the positive things in our life, and the chasna turned out to be a tremendous joy. I'd like to recommend that somebody goes, call somebody from your past, somebody you were very close to, somebody you celebrated Sukkot with, and take advantage of that relationship. Spend time together and reminisce and feel that joy and feel that satisfaction of understanding and appreciating how blessed we are that we're part of the Jewish people. I'd like to now start with the Tehillim, chapter 20. Lamnatzeach Mizmar LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzara Yisagetcha Shem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrcha Mikodesh Umikion Yisodeko. Yizkar Kol Minchosecha V'Oloscha Yidashna Tzela. Yitein Lecha Tilvavecha V'Chol Atzoscha Yamali. Niranina Bishua Secha Uvishem Eloheinu Nigdol. Yamale Adinai Komish Alo Secha. Ato Yodati Kyoshia Adinai Mishiko. Yaneo Mishmekotai Bigvuros Yesha Yamino. Ela Varecha Viela Vasusim Vanachno Same Adinai Eloheinu Nazgir. Hema Karo v'nafalo, v'anachnu kamnu v'anis oidad. Adinai Hoshia, ha-melech ya'aneinu b'yom k'areinu. We'll let you continue now with Kapitel Chav Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmar l'David, Adinai roi lo echsar. Minos desha yarbiteni, almei menuchos inaaleni. Nafshi yisovev yanchenu b'magle tzedek l'man shemo. Yam ki elech b'gei tzalmoves, lo ira ro ki ato imodi. Shiftecho mishantecho hema yenachamuni. Paroch lefonai shulchan, Neged Tzora Yishanta Bashemen Roshi Kaisi Revoya. Ach Toi V'Chesed Yerifuni Kol Yemei Chayai V'Shafti V'Veis Adinai L'Orech Yamim. Chapter 121, Kapitel Kuf Chof Aleph. Shir Lamalos Esayinai Elohim Me'ayin Yavoy Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Oysher Shomayim Vored Al Yitain Lamoit Raglecha Al Yonun Shemrecha Hinei Layanon Bela Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzilcha Ayad Yiminecham Yoma Mashemesh Lo Yakeka Yareach Balayla Adonai Yishmarcha Mikorai Yishmar Esnaf Shecha Adonai Yishmar Teishcha Vayecha Me'ata V'yad Olam. Now, Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir Amalos Mimamakim Krasicha Adonai Shima Bekele Nafshel Adonai Mishemrem Laboikem Shemrem Laboikem Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Yachesed Varbeyimai Vedos Boho Yevdesh Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Now we will say the Mishaberach for sick people. Misha Beda Chavisena Abram Yitzchak Yaakov Misha Aaron David Shlaima Sara Rivka Rachel Leia Yivarev Grapi Et Hachaylim. Bavur Shekol Akol Akodesh Hazeh Spalim Bavuram Yitzchakzeh Kodesh Baruchim Alechmim Alechem Lachmimam, Lachbaisam, Lachzikam, Lachyotsam, Yishlach, Lahem, Mehelo, Vatzvayma, Vishmayim, Lachalem, Elohem, Lachalosh, Vigideyem, Vesoich, Yishar, Chayle, Yisrael, Rafuas, HaNefesh, Rafuas, HaGov, Hashabat, Allah, Vizman, Karu, Vinaymar, Amen. Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, and Eskunim Batsoro Bashiryam, Kalimim Bein Bayam, Bein Bayabosha, Amokam Yirachem Aleyem, Ve'ayitim Yisrael Lerovacha, Me'afeyla Le'ayro, Me'shiva Degula, Ashtar Bagola, Vizman Kariv, V'naymar, Amen.
Thank you so much, Rav Milikowski. As we transition into the next segment of our call, how are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, we're doing, thank God, very, very well. We so far are very clean. We don't seem to have any cases of corona. And we're just being very, very careful. We had two minyanim. We socially distanced. Everybody wore masks. And that's where we're at.
We're certainly happy to hear, and it should continue to be that way, and should get better really for every community as we go into this new year. Thank you. So to get us started, for our listeners who may not be as familiar with your community, would it be possible to please share with us, give us a brief overview of the shul, of its history, and the community in general?
We came into the community only to show that you can build an Orthodox congregation anywhere in the world. And we came here about 25 years ago, and there was nobody religious here, even nobody religious to borrow a cup of sugar from. And thank God that now, since then, we've built up a community. We also partnered at the time with a synagogue that was in downtown Washington, of Shalom Talmud Torah, and they helped us. And we were able to grow, and we're about 90 and 100 families, depending upon the situation. We have our own mikvah. We have a little small kollel. It's getting smaller, but that's our situation, and we're hopefully looking to grow after post-corona. Right now, we're in a little bit of a lull.
Right. As I think is the case in this scenario in many, many communities as we again look forward. So we talk a lot about change on these phone calls, and there's, you know, there really is going to be change everywhere as a result of the pandemic. Whether we're trying to look during these uncertain times into a post-COVID world or even amongst while we're still living with COVID to whatever extent. When you think about your shul, about your community, what communal changes do you anticipate for yours and the broader Jewish community?
We're finding that we're having to become much more creative in the use of Zoom. And it's much, you know, while before we were able to depend upon having, let's say, for example, a Purim party or a Hanukkah party that would bring people into a sense of community, we don't have that anymore because when it comes to the parties are just not in the same level of intensity and enjoyment. We're finding more, much more of single families, much more, you know, working much in more individualized. And the same thing with the Zooms. And that's slowed it down and we just have to ride it out.
Absolutely. And that's actually a good segue to our last question. Because during these times, starting really with, you know, right post-Purim going into Pesach, and now coming out of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we talked about creativity. Use your word, being creative. Sukkot might be the yontif that's going to perhaps be the most challenging and difficult one to consider when it comes to Simchas Torah, dancing with the Torahs, the Hoshanas every day as part of davening. Spoken with a few rabbis already offline, not part of these calls. You get to be the first one we're asking this question to, really, in terms of Sukkot. But thinking creatively, some rabbis have shared, you know, this year it's only going to be the rabbi or the chazan who's going to do Hoshanas. And in terms of dancing, perhaps the rabbi will give a shir this year instead of Simchas Torah. And while it seems very bleak and challenging, to say the least, we're living in extraordinary times, and we have to make do and do the best that we can during these times. But thinking about your own shul, what's the current game plan just coming out of Yom Kippur, and what are the thoughts about in terms of preparation for Sukkot and Simchas Torah?
You know, the preparations for us, we're in the suburbs, and we have land. So we were able to, on Yom Kippur, to have plenty of space to socially distance, and everybody wore masks. We see no reason why, if we have to, Hoshanas will go outside in the parking lot and we'll have the Hoshanas outside. There's no reason that we can't have those hakafas. And probably on Simchas Torah, the main change we're going to be doing is that instead of having the joy of Simchas Torah be reflected in the rakida, in the dancing, we're going to work hard from many angles to make the Simcha of Simchas Torah come out through the songs we sing, working on understanding them, making sure that we have proper people who can sing and who will inspire the people, and we'll focus much more and we'll prepare the community to focus more in the Simchas HaTorah through song rather than through dancing.
Beautiful idea. And I might add, and I say this with a little bit of a wink, that COVID-19 might be the cure for finally not getting poked behind by the guy holding the lulav during Hoshanah. That might finally be that gives us a social distancing that we'll utilize in every year going forward. But Rabbi Milikowski, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. I think we're with all clients around and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillos, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova. And may the Ribono Shel Olam, the master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Yitzchak Feldman of Congregation Emek Bracha in Palo Alto, California. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy,